We are now joined by Mark Rushbrook, the Global Director, Ford Performance Motorsports, and the winning OEM of the driver champion, Joey Logano. We'll get right to questions from Mark. If you have one, please raise your hand, and we'll get you a mic. Who wants to start? We'll go with Zach.
Zach Sterniola, NASCAR.com. Ford hasn't had a driver win two championships since David Pearson a long time ago. What has Joey Logano brought to Ford as you guys are able to celebrate a second in five seasons?
Yeah, I mean, having Team Penske as part of Ford, as a partner for Ford, they are such a strong team, such a great partner. And you saw the strength across their cars today and throughout most of the season. And Joey, I don't remember how many times he's been in the championship for, but it seems like almost every year that he's been. And he delivers. He's a racer. He pays attention to every single detail, and especially getting locked in early like he did. That's all he's been focused on for the last 3 weeks, and Paul Wolf and the team and everybody. So he's just so committed and so strong and executed today, every lap.
Come up here to Jonathan.
Jonathan Veal, the Racing Experts. You know, Ford had some struggles at the beginning of the season, but really started to turn on. What do you think was a turning point?
Yeah, this has been, it's been a great season for the sport, I think, just with the next-gen car coming in, and it definitely mixed things up a lot. We did start out well in many ways, in the sense that with the win at the Daytona 500, and we were fast at some of the early races. Chase Briscoe won here, but then we seemed to struggle a lot. And a lot of it was just coming to grips with a new car, really optimizing. And it's different at every track. And we found that we could get the setup right across our teams at some of the different tracks, but not at all of them. So it's part of learning the new car. And I think definitely the second half of the season, last third of the season, I guess, came on really strong. A lot of extra work from Doug Yates and Roush Yates engines, and some extra power that they've been bringing these last couple races. And it all came together and really strong today.
Any more questions for Mark? Go to Justin.
Justin Schuler, Kicking the Tires. I know you guys are celebrating a championship, obviously, which is fantastic for Ford, but I also did want to ask about Keselowski's car catching fire. If my math is correct, I think that's the ninth Ford that's caught fire. I just wanted to see if you guys maybe have already started to work on a solution for those fires, or if you feel like this might just be freak situations with the new car and you guys are still trying to figure out the new car as a whole.
I think it's a lot that in the sport we still need to figure out. NASCAR made a lot of changes partway through the season, which certainly seemed to help, but there's just so much variability from track to track. A lot of it is due to the rubber buildup. And Brad, last week at Martinsville, there was almost no rubber buildup in his car. This week, obviously, there was a lot. So, yeah, we need to take a close look at that through the off season as a sport, as a manufacturer, and see what we can do to improve for next season.
Go to Jerry.
Jerry Jordan, KickingTheTires.net. You had two championships for manufacturers this weekend. Can you just address the trucks as well and what this means for Ford overall, for you guys?
Yeah, the truck race on Friday and the championship and Zane Smith and what Front Row Motorsports has done in starting that truck program and Zane being as strong as he was, and again, a dominant race that he had as well. So he's got a really strong future, I think, in the sport. And that means so much to us because the truck series is important to us. It's a great place for talent, for us to develop that at all elements of the team, and especially in the driver. So that was an important day for us. And then to cap it off today with the Cup Series and Joey and the championship, it's been a great weekend.
Do we have any more questions for Mark? Go right here.
Olivia Whistle, KickingTheTires.net. With a Daytona 500 win, with a rookie, a truck championship, and a cup championship, how do you assess Ford's year as a whole?
Yeah, at the end of the day, at the end of the season, it's the championship that matters. So to get the truck championship and the cup championship, that means so much. And great to see our young drivers excelling as well. So with Austin Cindric as a rookie to come in at the Daytona 500 and to win, and Chase Briscoe getting a win here in Phoenix earlier in the season. Strength across of our different teams and our drivers, and really happy with where our program is right now.
Okay, any final questions for Mark? All right, well, congratulations on an outstanding season, Mark, and enjoy the offseason.